Hello and welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys, your podcast that's back. We are once again sitting in the parking lot of Safeway in Oakland. Sitting next to me is Anthony.
Hi guys, it was really nice hearing Brian say, you know, welcome to Postmodern Cowboys again.
And there's Matt.
If I had a heart,
I'm trapped. Please send help. Please. Anyone. Anyone.
And Michelle.
Hello. That's it.
Okay. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the inconvenience, but apparently my hand slipped on the record button a couple times, and we missed some of the footage from the podcast. So there will be a couple of jumps, but we should fix that soon. The only other thing is that my girlfriend, Moral, was in the car with us. So if you hear another female voice, do not panic. All is well. Back to the show.
I don't know what this is.
This is like Lion King 1.5.
Yeah.
You go in expecting anything, and you do like other stuff while watching it, and you're like, it's cute.
The Chase isn't physically here, but there's a building across the street that says Chase on it.
That's true.
So that's pretty much the same thing.
I don't know if that's like his house or what, but it has Chase all over the place.
Mom uses Chase. Sponsors.
He does? I mean, what?
I use Chase.
She?
We all use Chase. We all one use way
Chase.
Or another.
It actually chases
My
us.
Hair was blonde and now it's gray.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Wait, I find her hair much more
I do too. I don't know why you brought up Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, take that, Canadians. He brought up Canada again. Yeah.
Speaking of hair in Canada.
Yes.
Shortly before we started recording this episode of Postmodern Cowboys, we were talking about the swanky life.
Oh yes.
Michelle, would you mind extrapolating that?
Yes, I'd love to extrapolate. Theme? I love extrapolating all things. Well, it was an epiphany that I've had over this past, I guess, vacation.
Can you talk a little more about that epiphany?
How far back
Hello,
do we have to rewind?
Welcome once again.
Again? The whole thing?
No, not the whole thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Brian, we filmed like 8 episodes.
we missed like the last 5 seconds,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
So, animation conference.
Oh, yeah. I was in an animation conference in LA, and then our school provided us really nice hotels. Mm. Trust me, I took videos, I took pictures. I took more pictures in the hotel, of the hotel room.
It's one of those vacations. Okay.
It really was. We're like, it was so bad. Me and my roommate, we were roommates
well,
in the
hotel. Well, hotel mates. Sweet.
No, we were roommates, and then like, we were
and
like,
now you're hotel roommates.
You were sweethearts.
What hotel, Motel 6? Which one was it?
Motel 6 Plus? It was like some exotic Spanish name.
The Riviera.
Motel 6?
Habanero.
Okay, I know that was really racist. I'm sorry for all our Spanish listeners.
Habanero? Okay.
I'd get offended if someone was like, it was some Chinese restaurant like Chopsticks.
Very true.
Yes, I get it.
All right. Anyway.
Food-related racism.
Yeah, we were kind of ridiculous. We were like, everything's done for today. Can we go back to our hotel? Like, that's how bad it was. Anyway,
we decided,
since our apartment is super old and our tub is super old, and no matter how clean it is, it just looks dirty. Mm. We were like, oh my gosh, let's use this tub. Let's do this. Bubble bath.
Let's use the
and we're like,
hell out of the
oh,
tub.
Yes. Bought bubble bath salt. And we're like, and then I was like, okay, time for me to like leisurely take a bath like in the movies. And then I sat in there for like a minute and I was like, damn, this is so hot. I can't. And I got really dizzy and I was like, nope.
You got dizzy?
Yeah, and then I got up.
Were you moving a lot or were you just like sitting?
Was the room spinning?
I was very lethargic in there.
How hot was it? Was it? I mean, I assume...
Like two weeks ago.
Same thing.
How hot was it?
Because, like, it could have just been, like, a dangerous level of heat.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Maybe you slow,
like
don't slow boil yourself.
Don't completely write off bathtubs.
Yeah. No, but she not only wrote off bathtubs, you wrote off an entire lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it seems almost as if it's a lifestyle that you openly embrace, Anthony.
Now that she talks about bathtubs,
we're in the
parking lot of Safeway. You know, Yeah, too.
Which
yeah,
I'm bring totally attention. Comfortable with, but Anthony over here.
As we talk about the bouge life, we're in the parking lot of Safeway.
Yeah, just to bring attention to the medium.
And Anthony is wearing a suit.
It's an audio. It's an audio thing. They can't see. But I was in a store. I was in Lush. You know Lush?
I love Lush. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
yesterday
Lush.
I was there.
You were there?
Bombs.
See, I was about to talk about bath bombs, right? Like I that concept is brand new to me. I'm not a girl as much as my
I got recommended by a dude.
I'd see,
not even gay.
No, I know
just loves to smell nice.
Sure So I walked in and immediately flowers. It hits you right the smell and I don't like you. I live in a very old house too, and so my tub is not nice.
Yeah,
but I will be going to a nice place over break.
Lucky.
So Kenya. No, not home, Riverside. But no, Kenya. Not Riverside, San Diego. But anyway, that's beside the point. I actually don't like telling people where I'm gonna spend my holidays because it makes me sound really rich, but I'm actually not really rich. But it's at a like
that's
a resort
what?
By the beach.
Sometimes
but
I like to go
you
to the
just
moon.
Said everything.
I know.
I really don't like telling.
I know, but I don't like
don't
telling
make me
people.
Dance.
I know. But I think I'm gonna go to Lush and like actually get bath bombs.
You
oh,
should,
so
you should get
so,
the one that
so,
looks like a milk bottle.
Oh, really?
That sounds good.
So I gave my mom some Lush products for her birthday,
oh, that's
right?
Nice.
And among them was a bath bomb.
Which
and
one?
The lemongrass green one. The green one. Yes. Because that was the one that was demoed to me.
Oh, man. You got fooled.
I did. Well, it looked nice.
They demo the cheapest ones.
They demo the cheapest
that's
ones. The ones that are
unpopular.
I think it was green, and it was like, I like green. And she likes
good
green.
Logic. Good
yeah,
logic.
And I was like,
smell
and it smells
green.
It does. It smells like green.
Okay.
it smells like the color green. Looks.
Yeah, and they also gave me some sample shower gels, which I think are nice. They smell really good. Mm. But it's a nice store. I like it a lot.
It is. It's just, oh my gosh, when you.
No, but a whole
there,
store.
You punch into
yeah,
place
no,
with
I know.
Organic
I know.
Sense.
I know, but the whole store dedicated country. To smell, I think, is a little bougie, don't you think? If the entire... What do you think, Maral, about this? Oh, an entire store just dedicated for you to smell nice.
But it's not.
It's not bougie? Why is it not
I
bougie?
I mean, well, okay. It might be bougie, but it is not... But the whole thing isn't just... I'm a fan, by the way.
Oh, you're a fan.
It's our biggest audience.
We actually really need sponsors.
Oh, I meant of Lush.
Yes, yes. Please,
but, I mean,
please use it as
too.
Much as you,
yeah.
As much as you can, so we can
Lush
get free.
Lush Cosmetics.
Exactly. Yes.
Trade.
Oh, right. I want to date a cosmetologist. Maybe Ulta.
Who works for Lush?
Who works for Lush?
No, Ulta.
Yes.
Ulta. Yeah. Ulta. Well, Ulta is the hottest
it's
cosmetologist.
A supermarket.
No. Oh.
Basically for cosmetics.
Whoa. Well,
let's not distract ourselves.
Let's not,
anyways,
let's not
anyways,
count
back
out
to
Ulta.
Lush. Back
okay.
to Lush.
We just lost a sponsor.
Yeah, we just lost Lush's sponsor.
And it's strange to know.
Anyways, back to Lush.
It's like about bathing in glitter and like feeling
yeah.
like that. But then you also like you feel soft after.
You do. Do you feel
and
soft?
And then you do. I mean,
I
Brian's taken a bath in the Lush product.
You have?
I gave him one. Yeah.
A bath bomb?
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. you actually have a nice tub though. You actually have a nice like bathtub tub.
Do you?
Yeah, he has like a stand. He has a standalone
like
tub.
It's technically a tub.
Yeah. What do you mean it's technically a tub?
Well, I'm not lying.
Well.
Yeah,
no, it's a standalone tub. It's
tub.
Very nice.
And it's technically a tub. And it's like vaguely a tub.
No, it is a tub.
It's a tub.
It has yeah.
morally
a
tub.
Morally
a
tub.
It's more a tub than my tub.
Okay.
My
well,
tub
you should
is
see
is
my
a,
tub. My
your
tub
is
like,
your tub's lessly
a
tub.
It was a tub once. In its life.
It was one. It was once a proud
tub.
The tale of two tubs. Yes.
Back to Ulta.
Anyways, I actually am a firm belief that places like Lush is why ISIS hates us. So, yeah.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Matt, you've been kind of quiet.
Cosmetology.
Except for Ulta.
yeah,
can
we
you
don't,
talk
we don't.
A little bit about your experience?
I just want to give a shout out to the clothes that I'm wearing right now.
Ah,
so
okay.
I have a Supreme 6 panel on right now.
I know.
Yes logo.
I was kind of yeah. surprised. I was like, man
right?
has stepped up.
He really has. He really has.
And
really has.
I have Adidas Ultra Boost, the all white.
Who is you right
wait.
Now?
So shout out to those. And what else did you want to talk about, Brad?
Your
socks.
Your life just swink.
Well, we're talking about the boogie life, and I'm living the boogie life.
Well, right? your
the
bougie life has been like it's like a different subsect of.
It's
bougie
a Machiavellian
life.
Approach.
You've definitely conquered a section of the bougie life. You're definitely on the forefront of the bougie life.
I check all the good parts and then the bad parts. And wearing
your shoes that are very nice that people wear now. Oh.
I want to wear those. The Adidas with but the flip-flop ones. Oh. Where you can wear the socks.
I like those a lot, too.
Yeah, I want to go to school like that. I want my feet to be free. Free the feet!
But the bougie life, you know, it also entails all these cool things you can buy. Like. It's like, oh, you know, I bought some cool things. Let's buy some more. That's the bougie life.
I've never been used to... So I get paid now, kind of. I get a stipend.
That's the spirit. Yeah, that's the stipend.
And, and I've never had, like, extra money, you know? Like, I've always been on a budget, you know? And now there's, like, a little bit extra there.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I don't know what to do with it other than go
it's
to
It's called lunch. Savings.
I know what exactly to do with that money so you
I'm brown, so I don't save. you know, why save it for later? But no, it's sitting there, so I'm technically saving it, right?
Fiduciary investments, man.
I need to somehow diversify your bonds. In my portfolio. I need to get a portfolio. Invest. I don't know what a portfolio RTA. Is, but I need to find one.
Like the fancy kind of envelope?
No. Like stock portfolio.
Oh, it's easy. Yeah. Put on Vanguard.
Stock paper.
Vanguard. Yeah. So now I need to like figure out what to do with the stuff.
Venture capitals make 3 to 4.
It's actually, you know, I believe it was the great slam poet Jay-Z who said, "More money, more problems." Was it him?
No, that was Biggie. What
that
the
was
heck?
Biggie. Okay, that was great. Biggie. The great slam poet Biggie was the one that said, "More money." With yeah,
that's a good song.
Another one.
P.D. Eastman.
Of there. Yes.
Are you my mom?
What?
Yes.
Wait, is that right? Do you guys know?
I don't know.
If I was a boogie, I would know, but not
bougie.
Care.
What is your hat
I don't say like
Michelle?
That.
Pause on mixtape.
Oh,
you guys know what this is?
No.
It's a Drake?
So, it's Drake.
Okay.
So Drake wore this. It's like part of his apparel company.
It's a baseball cap that says... What is it?
At least
it doesn't. Like, it's because his album is called
If You're Reading These, You're Too Close. Or Too Late? Or Too Close?
Too Late.
Too Late.
But then, like, it's like a big, you know, it's like.
I thought it said If You're Reading It's Too Close.
Yeah.
No, it's super
it's
popular.
I mean, you look at Drake.
He wore his hat, and it's like, obviously, his mixtape is fire right now.
You look at.
I finally get that!
You look at Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
You look at
Mr. West. Yes.
Justin Bieber. These are the people
that
define.
If you think about it, those people have made a life of appearing to be very authentic and real, but they're actually
not appearing at all. It's actually the appeal is that they're not authentic and real, and that's what
gets us. Drake's whole thing is, you know, he used to be a normal person, as now he's not, you know?
No, he never was. He was on Degrassi.
That's true. He was never a normal person.
If you're on Degrassi,
yeah,
you're right.
I remember
normal.
When he was on
you're
Degrassi, right. And I was like, what is this dude doing, rapping?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I see your mixtape.
Okay, you got some bars, okay.
You know, I think this would be a great, talking about the bougie life, mm-hmm. would have a great segue into American politics.
Okay.
Oh,
see, I actually thought that Michelle's hat said Make America Great Again. Because I can't see very well. And,
Everyone wants a copy of that hat, but they don't want to donate it.
That's true.
So you have to buy it illegally.
Ironically, it's a Chinese knockoff. Yeah.
Yeah. Made in China.
Made in China.
The Chin.
The Chin. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, if you think about it, in this car, we are, you know, white America's biggest nightmare. If you really think about
it. No, white America's biggest nightmare is 50 years from now when we're all in China.
China.
Well, none of us in this car are white, except
yet.
For Brian.
Sort of.
And sort of. Brian is white by default. I don't know. He just got in the back door of the white. Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the closest thing to white
He's
here.
The closest thing to white here, which makes him really white.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
He's basically kind of. Whiter than
whatever you fill out for college applications, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you fill off?
Well, apparently Middle Eastern is a kind of white.
It is.
It is?
It is.
But Latino isn't.
No, it's not.
No.
But it's
so,
like...
It's confusing.
It's confusing.
Filipino is kind of French.
Sure.
Well, I have French backgrounds. I don't know where it's coming from.
Really?
My last name is French.
It is a little French.
You know what
background.
I just got
the
other day about your name, Matt?
Yeah.
Your middle name is Adore, right?
No, that's my second first name. People get this wrong all the time. I have a middle name too.
Matthew. It's Matthew technically.
No, no. I have two first names Matthew? And one middle name.
One Matthew.
Matt yes.
Okay. Thought it was just Matt. Okay.
I mean, if you talk about my background, you know, it's a little boogie. So.
Is it? Because it's, no, cause it's literally from France? Where
I'm technically
comes
an
from?
Heir to a throne.
You're an heir to which throne? Which one?
Well, it's not a throne. It's more of a presidency.
It's more like a chair?
My family is exiled. I'm a lost prince.
You're a lost prince?
Yeah. I wish I was making this up, but this is my life story.
Oh. I've been trying to email people about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But for some reason, no one replies to my emails of
it's actually, if you look at the Edrelins. Not the best reputation.
Is this Game of Thrones or what? What is this?
This is like, if I went back, I could run for politics. So there was this really unpopular president in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
Ferdinand Marcos.
Oh.
People, but the weird, Philippine politics is weird. Because, yes, so he gets ousted.
He elected a boxer as
a senator. He did martial law. He gets ousted. Very unpopular guy. But the way Philippine politics works, like 4 years later, the next president they elect is his son.
Yes.
So, a little weird.
Yes. Which happens a lot in actually countries like that.
Well, don't you think it's rigged?
No. But even so.
Well, it happened here too, right? Like, you know, Bush's son became president.
He shot like his candidate. Okay, so anyway, skipping to something else. Philippine politics. The current president of Philippine politics is like dating Miss Philippines. So it gives you an idea.
Yeah. Oh, so he's like Donald
what's
Trump.
Going on? No, he's not.
What's wrong with Miss Philippines? She could be a very educated woman.
It's true. She could be a neuroscientist.
She's like 26. He's like 53. So
a very smart 26-year-old. Who's attractive. Old, climbing who has an old soul.
He has an old soul. learning, you know, yes.
I mean, that's how you get that's how you get Miss in any country. You're the smartest woman in the country.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Miss USA. That's how we do it here.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. I mean, Miss America's not easy.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, because she's so busy doing research in Switzerland.
Yeah,
that's
she's Miss American in the labs. Exactly. Just
boogies.
Oh, she's always there.
Wrinkling that brain of hers.
Of course.
I think we are capturing the boogie lifestyle, which is where you don't want to talk about anything that's an issue.
Really?
Because the minute you do, it's breaking the rule of the boogie.
I don't know if it's the bougie rule. I think it's
could
like
you
the
elaborate
yuppie.
There's a power. There's a power in not caring, and that power is booginess. I would elaborate more, but I just
feel like that is the essence. What needs to be said?
The bourgeoisie life.
There's
you
a
took,
power.
Like the closing lines and just made it much less interesting, Anthony.
Ooh, what? Ooh. Are we almost done? Is that why?
Yeah, we're coming up on 1745.
1738.
Sorry, guys. This is our like first time in a long time doing this.
Sorry. We're starting to get used to it again.
Yeah, we're.
Please be gentle.
Yeah. We'll have.
Forgive us, Mr. Nash.
Yes, Mr. Nash.
Sorry, Dad.
Harry,
we're slacking, bud.
We are. We're trying. And that's really all you can ask of us. Really.
We'll have a couple more episodes during Christmas. Or holiday season.
We film one more?
We are going to film at least
one. But there might be a break in between now and next semester. But we will catch up.
Of course.
Next semester. We will bring back... you can email us at our postmoderncowboys@gmail.com. We have had one submission. And Javier Lopez, thank you for your interest. We are working on getting Settlers of Catan. We will get that. And we will have an episode.
Yes.
It's like a 3-hour game.
No, it's like a 5-hour game.
Yeah, if you play it right, it's a pretty long game.
That actually terrifies me. If you play it right,
we'll have a series about it. It'll be great. A
series of Catan.
We got to do it. Javier asked.
Javier did ask.
We only had one email. And what kind of podcast would we be if we ignored that email?
It's not Xavier, right? It's Javier.
Javier with an H.
Let me read that email. Actually, it was.
Do we have to do that now? We can do the next one.
Okay. Sounds good. It'll keep them hanging.
Actually, we know what we should do. We should attempt to read it every time at the end, and then we'll just say sorry, Javier, we ran out of time, and then promise to do it next time, and then also run out of time.
Got it.
That could be a running
joke.
I like
that you're planning this out.
Yeah,
on record.
Yeah, I know. I know that's how good this idea was.
Shows like the malicious root.
Yes, I know.
Should I read it to close us off then?
I think we should do it next episode.
I like sneakers.
Yeah, sorry, Javier, we ran out of time.
Okay, we'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. We are back, and we will be back. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sneakers.
That was not our worst.